September the 12th, 2014, a look at the Labour Party. Labour currently has 34 MPs. The leader is David Cunliffe. This is a left-wing party, but centre-left, so there is often not a great deal of difference between the National and Labour parties. Supporters are usually members of a union, and that includes teachers, who mostly belong to a teachers' union. It also includes workers in factories, on the wharfs, in shops, restaurants, and offices. People, of course, are free to vote for whoever they want to. Labour says their main policy is to have a more equal society. An increase in the minimum wage is one main policy, and an increase in tax from 33% to 36% for those people who earn more than $150,000 a year. The party also plans to build more houses, which are not too expensive for families to buy. One big difference between the two main parties this election is that the Labour Party wants to bring in a capital gains tax on the sale of businesses and houses, but not on a person's own home. If someone makes a profit on selling a property or business, that is a capital gain. Other plans are to reduce the cost of electricity and raise the superannuation age to 67. It is now 65. Like the National Party, there would be free doctor's visits for children up to the age of 13, but Labour also wants free doctor's visits for people over the age of 65. However, the Labour Party is not likely to win 61 seats in Parliament, so would need to form a coalition with another party. This would probably be the Green Party. Go to the Labour Party website to read more. See also a look at the National Party, September the 10th, 2014.